Mac Jones. Will the baby look like Mac Jones? Will the baby look like Justin Fields? Will the baby look like Trey Lance? Or when the Jets take Justin Fields, will the baby look like Zach Wilson? Oh, my God. Let's all talk about it with Matty Barrows of The Athletic. Matty, welcome back to the Murph and Mac Show. Paulie's out getting vaxxed up. We got Copes in here pinch hitting for him here. Matty, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I think I'm having phantom contractions, though, 2 weeks out.
I heard I heard some joke about the woman went to the doctor and yelled, "Don't, can't, shouldn't, won't," and he said, "I think you're just having contractions."
Very good, nice grammar. That's an English major joke. Love it.
I got dad jokes for days, buddy. Days. All right. So I see you wrote a piece on Mac Jones's connection to the 49ers and Eddie DeBartolo. Why don't we start with that? Tell us, people should subscribe to The Athletic to read Matt's prose. There's your plug. Tell us about the piece here. Who knew that the word DeBartolo would come up in the Mac Jones family tree?
Yeah, and it's a pretty strong tie, too, because the way I understood it, Mac Jones got into football at an early age, played Pop Warner, but really didn't have any sort of formal training until one day he goes to his sister's tennis tournament. Older sister had a tennis tournament over at Saddlebrook in Tampa, and Tampa is the stomping ground of Eddie DeBartolo. And so Eddie DeBartolo has DeBartolo Sports University, and all sorts of quarterback camps, and there was a quarterback camp happening at that time, and young Mac Jones, 10 years old, not real interested in his sister's tennis tournament, kind of wanders down to a side field where these guys, high school guys, are throwing footballs, and starts warming up and impresses them to the point where they get his name, and the mom comes down and gets all the information, and then the next time the camp is in Jacksonville, he signs up, and he's a lifelong DeBartolo sports guy from that point. He strikes up a relationship with Joe Dickinson, who's the head quarterback guru in the camp, and Dickinson is today Mac Jones's private quarterbacks coach. So Dickinson was just kind of tickled with this notion that the 49ers could take him and Mac Jones could be practicing at DeBartolo Way in Santa Clara. Joe Dickinson is a big-time Eddie DeBartolo fan, one of his favorite people in the world, and has been working for him for, I don't know, the last 14, 15 years.
This is crazy, man. So I'm wondering if that has – I mean, you should evaluate strictly as a football player, right, and how he fits the team. But I'm wondering, do you think this has any energy behind it, that there's a human connection going on here?
I mean, it doesn't hurt. I don't think at the end of the day that factors in. That's more for guys like you and me, because it is a good story. And by the way, each of these quarterbacks have great stories. I mean, Trey Lance's dad had a cup of coffee with the 49ers back in the 1990s. So
pause on that one, because I was covering the team. I missed this. Well, give me the story. Do you have any more details on that?
It's literally a cup of coffee. Like, was in training camp for a few days, and I'm trying to remember.
I wonder
the
if
dad's
I wrote
name
about
is easily found on on the internet. But I think he mostly played in the World League or the CFL. And then, was one of those 90s.
Carlton Lance. He was a DB.
Carlton Lance. There you go. Carlton Lance. Do you remember a Carlton Lance?
I'd be probably lying, but I mean, kind of vaguely, maybe, no.
Sounds like a football name.
I got to see
that name on your 90-man roster.
Well, I mean, 49er fans get a warm fuzzies because Carlton Williamson, part of the great championship teams now. So you think DB's named Carlton, you're all in. So
right, you already got a leg up. And
but anyway, so Trey Lance's dad. What's Justin Fields' great story then?
Well, Justin Fields, I wrote about that earlier in the week. He's been tied to John Beck for the last few months. John Beck's been his personal QB's coach, and John Beck is buddies with Kyle Shanahan, was a quarterback under Shanahan in Washington, so really knows that offense. And, John Beck is giving all the teams that ask him questions information about Justin Fields. But the idea is that he has such a knowledge of Kyle and of Kyle's system that he might be able to provide more detailed, more nuanced answers when it's Kyle Shanahan that calls him with those questions. So there's an attachment there. And by the way, John Beck has recently started to work with Trey Lance as well. So all sorts of entangling alliances. It's yep. It's all great, really good drama and intrigue 2 weeks out of the draft.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we trade two first-rounders, right? Do I read in your piece that he actually also works with BYU's Zach Wilson?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Of course he does, right?
It's the place to be if you're a quarterback going in the first round.
I'm just going to, like, throw this out to, like, at any point has Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, flown to Fargo, North Dakota, or did, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo play tennis against Mac Jones' sister? I mean, I'm just going to look for the ultimate.
Jimmy Garoppolo did work with John Beck a couple of years ago during the offseason.
By the way, when I say that name, did I say it right? Jimmy Garoppolo, is that it? How do we spell that name?
I mean, yeah, remember, it's two P's.
Excuse me, has anybody fallen off the face of the earth more than James Garoppolo? This guy was what? I thought he was 22-8. And did you see the Kyle Juszczyk quotes? He's like, "Well, as it stands now, Jimmy's on the roster." So I was like, "Oh God, jeez."
Yeah.
I mean, what are you thinking about? Well, if you're
when Jimmy Garoppolo came here in 2017, it was as if the Beatles had come to America. People were losing their you know what over this guy. Uh-huh. I mean, just going that shit insane over him. And now it is the entire opposite. You're right. You barely hear his name anymore. But it just goes to show you how quickly things can change. And it can change in the opposite way, too. What if Jimmy Garoppolo starts a season 4-0? It'll start up again.
It'll make great copy. So you know, we're up early in the morning looking to kill time for people on their commutes. And so, Paulie, there's the Giants have a catching prospect named Joey Bart, who was supposed to be the savior and came up last year and did not perform overly well at the plate. And then people kind of soured on him, and then he didn't make the club coming out of spring. And Paulie has likened Joey Bart and Jimmy Garoppolo to, like, you know, once darling, beloved, now cast off. So he's created his new sitcom, Jimmy and Joey by the Bay, in which two struggling prospects find laughs, love, and romance and tenderness in a rom-com set by the Bay. So, but,
yeah, there it is. So. Yeah, we could have some sort of a reality show where you get sent to cast off island in the middle of the Bay, but you also have an opportunity to play your way back onto the mainland.
Yes, because you
I
said
think that all these guys have that opportunity.
Okay, so we got to talk Shanna Hat and Starbucks coffee. That seems to be the image here when you see him either in Tuscaloosa or Columbus. I mean, listen, it's manipulative and selective editing and just me being a goof, but I would say that the body language at the Mac Jones Pro Day was more standoffish than the Ohio State edited video that came out yesterday, which appeared to be gregarious and filled with chuckles and knowing nods. Maddie. How bad am I reaching here?
No, I agree with you. I mean, there were actually smiles at the Ohio State Pro Day. I didn't see very many of those when he was at Alabama. Of course, they were standing near Nick Saban. That tends to take your smile away, as like a chill goes through the air when Saban walks in the room. And remember, the 49ers don't have the greatest relationship with the University of Alabama because of the Reuben Foster situation. So I don't know whether that played into it or what. I think the main thing is that the Ohio State one yesterday was much more informal. I mean, there weren't 32 teams there. It was just a handful of teams. It really had more of the feel of a private workout, which are, you know, off limits this year. But it just had a more relaxed feel, I think, from the get-go, and you saw that reflected in everyone's body language.
I mean, I even saw Rich Scangarello give him the knuckles. I saw a little dap between Justin Fields and Scangarello, right?
There you go. I mean, Rich Scangarello has watched Justin Fields twice now. And Rich Scangarello, back in 2017, that was the last time the 49ers went QB shopping, they gave Rich Scangarello quite a bit of responsibility. I mean, Kyle Shanahan never went out and watched C.J. Beathard at Iowa. That was Rich Scangarello's job, and it was Rich Scangarello who really pounded the table for Nick Mullins after the draft. We need to sign this kid out of Southern Mississippi after the draft. So they give Rich Scangarello a lot of sway. Kyle Shanahan's going to make this decision, but it sounds like Rich Scangarello is going to have a pretty big voice in it.
So, Maddie, we get, you know, it's recency bias, it's daily momentum, it's social media. We all kind of blow in the wind, and all of a sudden, Justin Fields looks really attractive, you know, as the guy. Now, let me ask you, are we calling you next week after they go to Fargo, North Dakota, and saying the same stuff? Because they're still going to go see Trey Lance, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the one little difference with Lance is that nobody significant saw his initial pro day. Like Rich Scangarello and Adam Peters and Ethan Waugh, another big wig in the front office, all did see Justin Fields' first pro day, even though Kyle and John were in Tuscaloosa that day. I don't remember anybody significant. I mean, there would have been a scout there in Fargo for the first one. I think it was on March 12th. And of course, this is weeks before they make that trade, but you would have thought if they were contemplating it, they would have sent somebody a little bit more prominent. So this will be the first time that there are really eyeballs on that. And you can interpret that a million ways. I mean, Kyle Shanahan has said, ooh, we don't like to attend those because we don't want to signal our interest. So maybe by not going the first time, that was they were signaling their interest. Believe you me, you can wrap your mind into a million knots by thinking and overthinking this whole thing. So, yeah, Trey Lance will definitely be the flavor of the day come Monday and early next week.
You heard my one now, that Justin Fields is getting so hot now that Saleh falls in love with him and takes him, and the Niners wind up with Zach Wilson.
Maybe that was the plan all along. That's how genius these guys are in Santa Clara.
I mean, maybe Saleh told him, "Hey, man, I'm taking the Ohio State kid." Are you a believer in the school thing? You know, there's that old saw, Maddie. Don't draft an Ohio State quarterback. Listen, I've heard the arguments and everything. I don't buy it. To me, the guy's the guy. But you tell me. Maybe I'm off.
No, I don't buy it. I mean, you can find it's like the whole Stanford thing. Oh, stay away from Stanford players, except when they're John Lynch and Richard Sherman. And
Christian McCaffrey.
Exactly.
Andrew Luck.
The guys who ended up being good. So there's always exceptions. I mean, I would say that if a school had a system that was just anathema to the NFL, and it was hard to translate one to the other. You know, that was a big thing when Aaron Rodgers was coming out back in 2005. Yeah, he had a spectacular pro day up in Berkeley, but Jeff Tedford guys, they don't really ever do well in the NFL. So that's a reason not to take this Aaron Rodgers guy. And we saw how well that logic turned out. So, no, I would say I wouldn't follow any of those standards.
I'm with you, man. All right, so 2 weeks out, just for fun, just because it's sports talk radio, just for fun, sticking with the Mac Jones, Sims, Tannenbaum, Lombardi, Schefter thing, or are you swayed by yesterday's knuckles and smiles?
I'm still more swayed by the reporting, but it does – I don't know if you guys get this feel too. It does feel as if that's not quite as dead set as it maybe felt last week or a couple of weeks ago. There seem to be a few cracks forming in the Mac to the Bay Area connection.
I'm with you. I think there's something – I mean, I don't know. But, boy, it'd be weird for those guys, those four horsemen of NFL takes, Schefter, Tannenbaum, Lombardi, and Sims. They all are saying Mac, and that's a pretty powerful thing. Those guys have a pretty good track record. You know, they don't throw it against the wall.
Yeah, some of them have fuzzy track records.
Ooh,
but
okay.
Some of them,
okay.
Like Schefter,
right.
Schefter, to me, is the one where if he's saying it, boy, it's hard to disagree with what he says.
Now, he always leaves himself the out, you know. We have him on weekly.
And a good reporter should. A good reporter knows that the future is always fuzzy. You can never 100% predict the future, which is what you guys on radio are always asking us to do. Hey, Matt, what's going to happen on Sunday? But a good reporter knows, boy, there's so many things that could happen. So that's partially why I respect Schefter. And you, like you said, his track record is pretty darn solid. So it would be something if it is Justin Fields or it is Trey Lance, because there's going to be some egg on a lot of faces if that happens.
As my wise late father used to say to me frequently, Matty, he said, Bri, the future lies ahead. All right? Let's take that one in there, okay, buddy?
It's unknowable.
The future lies ahead. That's your ultimate out, okay? There you go.
That's good. I'm gonna use that on your own show from now on.
I don't know. The future lies ahead. That's all I'm telling you, all right?
It's a true statement.
Okay. Good stuff, man. Hey, Matty, fun musings, fun gnawing of the fat. That's all we do, right? We're just marking time until the grave, Matty. So there you go.
Yeah, there's a lot to gnaw on.
There's a lot to gnaw on. And then eventually we'll just tap out and call it a day. All right, Matty, be good. Continue. Hey, by the way, great pieces. The Mac Jones piece on the DeBartolo camp is a really fun read. Everybody should read them at The Athletic. So thanks, Matty.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.